holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Be Holy.
All right, all right. Listen, we want to thank everybody for your support here at Be Holy. We thank all of you who are downloading the broadcasts from Podbean and sharing them. We thank you for all the support that you're actually giving us. We really appreciate it. We don't take it for granted. We thank you and love you. Now, today, we're going to talk about something that that in the past, most people have always considered it to be according to the rules of a specific denomination or church gathering or church organization. And today we're going to talk about clothing. We're going to talk about the clothing and how clothing really means a whole lot more than I ever thought. And it really came up on last Wednesday. We were having Bible study and it came upon, we came upon this truth. And matter of fact, I teach Wednesday night Bible study every Wednesday night, at First Church Christ in Columbus, Ohio. And so we were talking about one thing and then we ended up talking about clothing and the clothing. And we weren't talking about the general, don't wear this and don't wear that. And don't, no. We were talking about how people in the tabernacle or in the temple, they had to actually change their clothing after they ministered to the Lord, because if they didn't change their clothing, the holiness that they were around, the very spirit, God himself, that holiness, they would transfer that holiness and it would harm people. It would actually hurt people. And he told them that you have to change your clothes. You have to change them, because if you don't, you can actually hurt the people. And so then we began to investigate other times that we saw clothing playing a large part in what the scripture was saying. You know, remember the young lady who had the issue of blood and she had to touch the hem of his garment and she was made clean? Yeah, because he's God. His clothes had what he was or what he was around in it. The clothing had healing power in it because of who he is and who Jesus was. And so that tells us a lot of things. And or matter of fact, you can even go to when they crucified him. What was the one thing that they were, you know, trying to divide up? His clothes. Clothes are important. Clothes tell everybody everything there is to know about you. Your clothes carry the spirit that you are always around. Your clothes carry that. Just like in the temple, if they were near God and administering to God and his spirit was there, they had to change their clothes because that holiness would transfer to the people and harm them. Well, it's the same thing. His clothes had holiness in it, and when the lady touched the hem of his garment, she was actually healed. She was actually healed. What about Paul? He had like pieces of cloth, and the cloth when they gave them out that would heal the people. The pieces of cloth will heal the people. Or what was it, Peter's shadow? They would have a, he would walk past and his shadow had the healing power. So where we are and where we spend most of our time is actually transferred into our clothing. Oh, yes. And so if you're not careful, you could actually transmit holiness to people and it could help them or it could hurt them. Or if you're always around evil, your clothes could carry evil. Your clothes could carry evil. No wonder things don't go right for you. Who are you around? Evil. And so when you carry that same evil, that evil spirit is in your clothing, it's in you, and so stuff don't work out for you. It doesn't work out for you. The clothing is important. You can't really go into a strip club and spend time in your strip club and then go off someplace and think you're going to be holy. No, what was in the strip club is actually in your clothing. The alcohol, the smoke, the drugs, the spirit, that evil spirit is in the clothing. And so you have to pay attention to what you put on. You have to really pay attention to who's making your clothing. You really have to do it. When you buy clothing, you actually have to pray over it. All your garments, pray over them. When I get a new piece of equipment here at the church or for the broadcast or anything to do our recordings, I have to pray over that. I don't know where it came from, and I don't want any spirits lingering. And so the same thing with the clothing. We actually have to pay attention to our clothing. We have to pay attention to that. The clothing, if you don't pay attention to it, you could actually bring things in to your own body through those clothes. There was a certain reason why God wanted them not to wear certain fabrics with other fabrics. There was a reason for that. It's something about the clothing, something being transferred in the clothing. Let's read this. Genesis 35, verse 2. This is Jacob. So Jacob told everyone in his household, get rid of your pagan idols, purify yourselves, and put on clean clothing. Change your garments. Put away your idols, then purify yourselves and put on clean clothes. That's the same as repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the clothing. Oh, yes. The Holy Ghost is the clothing. And so put away the idol, purify yourself, wash and clean yourself. And then change your clothes. So if we're going to get saved, if we're going to come into the kingdom of holiness, we're going to come into the kingdom of God, we have to actually stop and only serve him. Don't serve anything else and nobody else. Only him. And then after you do that, get baptized. Get baptized. Stop sinning. Get baptized. And then God will put on the new clothing. He'll put the clothing on you if you follow what he says. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the clothing. The Holy Ghost is the kingdom. Listen, it's something in the clothing. Yeah, there's just something in and about the clothing. That's why we as believers cannot be believers and look like the world. We can't be believers and look like the world or look like sin. That's what we can't do. If we're going to be believers, we have to change everything. we change everything. So if I'm going to come to God and be with God, then that means I change to where you can't see my body. You know, as men most of the time like to show their bodies off to people and show and flex muscles and all that. That's not for people to see. That is for my wife to see. That is for my wife to see. Not everybody else. Not every other woman. Not every other man. Just my wife is supposed to see that. Same thing for the women. We live in a day and time where showing everything is okay. And so you look on any commercial, you look on any online magazine, news, whatever, you're going to see somebody's commercial or advertisement showing a woman showing her body. And it's not really good. It's not good at all, because the woman's body is not hers. Her body is her husband's. Contrary to popular opinion, the woman's body does not belong to her. It belongs to her husband. Neither does the husband's body belong to him. It belongs to his wife. And so she is to use clothing to cover that body so no one else can see her body. No one else is supposed to see her legs. No one else is supposed to see the shape of her body. Nobody but her husband. So when we go to work, we don't wear things that show the form, male or female. And most people tend to think that church, or they pretend that church or being saved is only at church. No, God doesn't see it like that. Being saved is everywhere, not just at the church. You know, like at sometimes most people will put on long clothing to cover up their form and everything at church, but then when they go everywhere else, they show their form. They're not supposed to do that. Because why? Their body doesn't belong to them. Their body belongs to their spouse, to their husband or their wife. And I'm talking about the when I say spouse, the opposite gender. I have to say that so that everybody would understand what I mean, because nowadays people try to use the same lingo as the saints use to confuse everybody. But the clothing has everything to do with it. What was the first thing God did when he started, when Adam and Eve sinned? He went and made them clothing. He made them clothing. Yeah. And it was something about those clothing, that clothing that they had, because if you go and read the books will tell you that it was something in the clothing that God made Adam and Eve. It was something that was about those clothing. The clothing, people actually try to save those clothes so that they can use them and actually use the power that was in those clothing. See, I'm saying clothing. I meant clothes, but you understand. The clothing is what I'm talking about. The clothing is important. The clothing will always hold what's around it. And trust me, if God made them clothes, his hands were touching it. And if his hands were touching it, his power was in those clothes. Woo! Listen, if you put on the wrong clothes at the wrong time, you look the wrong way. You appear to be out of place. That's what you do. And if you're at church and you have on clothing that reveal, nobody can worship with all that flesh hanging out. And I know churches here, they let everybody wear whatever they want. You can't make anybody do anything. That's not what I mean. I'm saying that they never talk about how sinful the clothing appear. And so you have people up leading the devotion and you see everything. If you get close enough to the stage, you can see everything. Or the men, you see the chest hairs and all this other. I mean, it's really bad. So the women come to see the men and the men come to see the women, and nobody comes to actually worship God, but they say they're a church. And so you look on the sign, it says church. But when you get inside it, it's a club. It's a club. And if you really want to change, you can change. But you really got to start with getting rid of your idols and purifying yourself and changing your clothes. If you don't change your clothes, you will carry what you've been around with you.
Be holy. Come on, everybody, let's talk about it. Up from the grave.
Jesus rose with a mighty triumph for this world.
Jesus.
Jesus rose from the dark of
day.
And what does
he do?
And he lives forever.
Yes, sir.
With the same
gospel. All right, let me sing about it.
All right, listen, today we're still talking about clothing and how clothing affects everything that we do and wherever we go, and how wherever we go, wherever that spirit is that we spend most of our time, that spirit is in our clothes. You ever been around people who smoke And so when they come around you, even though they might have deodorant on, they might have cologne on, you can still smell the smoke in their clothing, regardless of what they say they do and what they don't do, or what they're smoking and what they're not smoking. You can still smell the smoke in their clothes. It's the same thing. If you spend most of your time around sin, sin is in your clothes. If you spend most of your time around evil, evil is in your clothing. But if you spend most of your time around God and the Holy Ghost gets into your clothes. He gets into your clothes. And we were just talking about how back in the day of the Temple and Tabernacle, people had to change their clothing after they ministered to the Lord, because if they did not change their clothing, they would actually transfer holiness and harm the people. And God commanded them, change your clothing for this reason right here. I don't want you to harm the people with my holiness. All right, let's read this here. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1. Since we have these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from every defilement of the body and spirit, from every defilement of the body or of body and spirit, bringing holiness to completion in the fear of God. And so if we're going to cleanse ourselves, we have to bring every defilement of the body under control, every defilement of the spirit under control. If we don't do that, we are faking. We are faking as believers. We can't just be saved and keep doing what we're doing. We have to stop doing what we're doing so that when we put our clothes on, our clothes, if we're around God, God is in our clothes. If we're around God, God is in us. The clothes are on us, so God is in our clothes. The clothing is important. Did you not know that God even said for men who pray in public, they are not supposed to have any covering on their head? And for the women, if they pray in public, they have to cover their head because of the angels. The angels can see when you have a covering. You're saying that there is someone over me. And when men walk and have no covering, they're saying God is their covering. But if the woman has a covering, she says she has a covering from her husband, or man himself is the covering of woman. Okay, let's read this. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse number 3. But there is one thing I want you to know. The head of every man is Christ, and the head of every woman is man, not just her man, but man. And the head of Christ is God. A man dishonors his head if he covers his head while praying or prophesying. But a woman dishonors her head if she prays or prophesies without a covering on her head. For this is the same as shaving her head. You see how the covering of a thing represents something else. The covering of your body represents something. The covering of your head represents something. Now let's jump down to verse number 7. A man should not wear anything on his head when worshiping. For man is made in God's image and reflects God's glory. That's why men aren't supposed to wear hats in church. And men, when you guys are in church worshiping God and praising and prophesying, you're not supposed to have a hat on. When you're preaching, you should not have a hat on. What if you break out into prophesying? Well, anyway, let's go to verse number 8. For the first man didn't come from woman, but the first woman came from man. And man was not made for woman, but woman was made for man. Verse number 10. For this reason, because the angels are watching, a woman should wear a covering on her head to show she is under authority. Under authority of who? The man. And because she's doing it, she's actually obeying God. This is not Paul's writing. This is the Spirit talking. The Spirit says there's something about clothing. There's something about clothing. It represents something. And not just something, something spiritual. We can see the carnal, but it really represents something very spiritual. Now, what did the Spirit say? The Spirit says this: we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities and the unseen world, against mighty powers of the dark world and evil spirits in heavenly places. Verse number 13, therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so that you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Put on the garments that will help you resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will still be standing firm. Number 14, stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. See, it's talking about covering up and clothing. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news so that you will be fully prepared. Fully prepared. If Christians would adopt that, being fully prepared. Number 16, in addition to all these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Number 17, put on salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. And he's saying to do all that praying with these garments on. Huh. The belt of truth means something. The armor of God's righteousness means something. The body armor means something. The shoes mean something. Huh. Listen, we as the saints of God, we have to pay attention to what we put on our bodies. We have to pay attention. If we don't pay attention, we will lose the battle because we're friending the same spirits that we're supposed to be fighting. We are friending the same spirits that we're supposed to be fighting. We know they're fighting us, but when we continue to think that we can look like the world and live like the world, talk like the world, be like the world, we're actually being friends of that dark world that God warned us about. God told us to pray and to be mindful of all of our surroundings. Our immediate surrounding is our clothing. Our clothing is important, and we have to pay attention to it. We have to pay attention to it. Let us not go anywhere with just anything on. Back in the day, the parents used to teach the children what to put on and what not to put on, what to show, what not to show. But since we're no longer living in that world, we're no longer living in that time period, I, as a preacher, have to tell you, your clothes tell everything about you. As I said before, your clothes will say everything about you and about me. I don't dress in suits and ties all the time. No. But I dress to go to work. I dress to work. And I walk after the Spirit.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Join the discussion on Facebook at Be Holy Broadcast. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Tune in next week.
Be Holy.